BBC News, I'm John Shea. The US government has announced a rescue plan which it says will ensure that all depositors in the failed Silicon Valley Bank will be able to retrieve their funds on Monday morning. The US Treasury and Federal Reserve said American taxpayers will not have to foot the bill. Here's our business reporter, João da Silva.
SVB is a bank that focused mostly on tech startups, meaning that many of its customers were small and medium-sized enterprises that, without those deposits, without those funds, would not be able to pay their employees or pay their suppliers. And that's why US authorities are moving in decisively to rescue those deposits. Already on Friday, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation had moved in to protect deposits up to $250,000. But the thing is, the vast majority of SVB deposits were not insured, and that's why US authorities again are taking decisive action.
Saudi Arabia has executed a Jordanian man for drug smuggling in a case that's caused international concern. Hussein Abu Al-Khair was arrested in 2014 as he crossed the border from neighbouring Jordan. Here's our World Affairs correspondent, Caroline Hawley.
The Saudis say that amphetamines were found in his car. His family are convinced they weren't his, that he was too poor to have been able to afford nearly that amount of drugs. He was then sentenced in 2015 and convicted after a grossly unfair trial, according to Amnesty International. The UN Working Group on Arbitrary Detention looked into his case and said it lacked legal basis, or his detention lacked legal basis. And then the UN Human Rights Office called for his release last November.
Around 30 people are missing, feared drowned, after a boat carrying migrants capsized off the coast of Libya. The Italian Coast Guard said 17 people had been rescued before the vessel overturned. The search continues in the Mediterranean Sea with the help of merchant ships and European Union aircraft. Nicaragua has suspended relations with the Vatican after Pope Francis compared the government of Daniel Ortega to the Nazis and the Soviet communists. In an interview, the Pope criticised the arrest of Bishop Rolando Alvarez, who was sentenced last month to 26 years in jail. Here's Leonardo Rocha.
The background to that is the deterioration of relations between the Catholic Church and the left-wing government of Nicaragua. In the past, the Catholic Church supported the conservative governments that were there before, but since there were mass protests 5 years ago, the Church came out on their side, and then relations began to deteriorate. And 2 weeks ago, the Nicaraguan government, for example, banned the Easter processions in Nicaragua, which is basically a majority Catholic country.
World News from the BBC. The president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, has said that Russian forces have suffered more than 1,100 dead and 1,500 injured in less than a week during battles near the besieged city of Bakhmut. There's no independent verification of these figures. There have also been reports of heavy Ukrainian casualties, with 200 killed in the past day. Thousands of people in Athens have been demonstrating about Greece's worst ever train disaster, in which 57 people died. The organisers say they want to make sure there's no cover-up of how two trains were allowed onto the same stretch of track before colliding near Larissa last month. On Thursday, Greece's Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis promised to improve safety standards on the rail network. Saudi Arabia has announced the creation of a new national airline. The carrier will be called Riyadh Air, and it plans to serve more than 100 destinations worldwide by 2030. Electra Naismith reports.
Saudi Arabia is positioning its capital as a global aviation hub to rival Doha and Dubai. It expects the new airline to add $20 billion to its non-oil GDP growth and to create more than 200,000 jobs. Plans for a major new airport in Riyadh have already been unveiled. And while the size of the new fleet is yet to be specified, the Saudi Sovereign Wealth Fund is reportedly close to a deal with Boeing for an order valued at $35 billion. Riyadh Air is wholly owned by the fund, the main driver of Saudi efforts to diversify the economy and wean the country off oil.
The wedding of the King and Queen of Jordan's eldest daughter, Princess Iman, has taken place at the Royal Palace, west of the capital, Amman. Princess Iman, a graduate of Georgetown University in Washington, became engaged to Jamil Alexander Thamiotis last year. He's from a prominent Greek family and works at a venture capital firm in New York. And that's the latest BBC News.